This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Now, precious Father, as we come to you, humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand today, tonight, just thanking and praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just thanking you for who you are, that you are God, and besides me, there is no other than worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, I get out of the way that you may have your way here tonight. In the name of Jesus, we're ever so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living, be on top of the ground, not on top of us. We're ever so grateful and thanking you right now. Look deep down in our hearts, deep down within our souls. There's any sin that's so easily beset us this day, this night. Hallelujah. We just shake it off and actually put in this field of forgiveness, cast as far as the east is from the west. In the name of Jesus, how does man carry his cross? Anoint this as a claim. Use us, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bind up all technical difficulties and things that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, we'll let you open it up to the book of Psalms, the book of Psalms 139. And we'll be looking at verses 1, 2, and 3. And also in Proverbs 29:18. And the word of God reads in Psalms 139, verses 1, 2, and 3. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Also in Proverbs 29, verses 18, the end clause of the verse says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. May the Lord add a blessing upon the hearers and the doers of his word. The grass may wither, the flower may fade, but the word of God will endure forever and ever. Brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, God wants us to become mature Christians and not just pew warmers. Say it again. Beloved, people of God, God wants us to become mature Christian and not just pew warmers, pew warmers. In the book of Isaiah 40, verse 31, it says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk in that thing. So believers in Christ, just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about divine reset. It is time to reboot. Divine reset. It is time to reboot. There is a divine reset that is taking place. Yes, beloved, This reset starts with the heart of repentance and humility. Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 15, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I Am, the God of the universe, God is realigning our hearts and minds to the spirit of truth. Yes, beloved, the Lord is making we as a church so uncomfortable so that we will truly be all that the Holy Spirit wants us to be for the glory of God and for the new glory that is to come. God wants us as his children to stretch out on our faith. Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he said he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Again, tonight we are talking about divine reset. It is time to reboot. God wants us to follow him, to follow Jesus in spirit and in truth. The God that we serve, those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. In the book of John 14, verses 26, says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you. This is Jesus speaking, and he's letting his followers know that the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the third person within the Godhead, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you, followers of Jesus, the believers in Christ, all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So believers in Christ, there is a divine reset that is taking place. Believers in Christ, the Lord is stretching us so that we can become the new vessels in 2021 to be used for his glory. Yes, we are the clay. God is the potter. He's shaping and molding us. He's stretching and breaking us in order for us to become the vessel set apart for the master's use. Yes, we must change our thinking process and gain new strategies and systems and methods in order to improve on being effective here while we're here on planet Earth. You see, the Lord is anointing us to change. So, beloved, as we become new and renewed in our minds and as we mature in our perspectives, this becomes the requirement that is needed in order to become connected within new alliances and friendship. So, beloved, some of the new friendships that the Lord has for us will become available to us when we are aligned with the new. Unity and teamwork has always been the heartbeat of God. Yes, people of God, unity and teamwork has always been the heartbeat of God. You see, there's no big I's and little U's in the kingdom of God. When God looks upon us, he sees us the same way. He sees us as a people that needed a Savior. And as being born again, we become in right standing with God. Because Jesus, he made a way out of no way for us. He bridged the gap between God and man. He made it possible for us to come back into right standing with our Creator. God, the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You see, the Lord is bringing us into true covenant and true alliances. In the book of James, chapter 4, verse 8, Word of God says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Yes, the Lord has a divine appointment awaiting some believers in Christ. Again, there is a divine reset that is taking place at this time. Even now, during this pandemic, even now in 2021, child of God, a question may be asked. What is a divine appointment? A divine appointment is a moment in time in which you encounter God for yourself, or when you come across a person or group that is signified in God's purpose for you as a believer in Christ. Also, when a circumstance takes place that you really have been set up, really you have been set up by the Holy Spirit. Yes, believers in Christ, you may have entered a divine appointment not knowing it. You may have encountered the Lord's help. But oftentimes, a divine appointment comes very unexpected. So, child of God, a divine appointment is an event that has been orchestrated by God. Hitting the reset button on a spiritual basis. You see, believers in Christ, God has designed us as human beings to think, to feel, to speak, and to act in certain ways. But as a race of people, we have walked away from that and have messed up the universe. But God, through Jesus, has hit the reset button on our lives by giving us hope for a better life. Oh, what a blessing it is to know that God Almighty, the one that sits high and look low. The one that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. He has seen fit to extend grace, mercy, and love upon our lives on a daily basis. When we look in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 8, chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, it says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has proposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth, even in himself. So, beloved, God is bringing everything together in Jesus Christ. Believers in Christ, again, for a reminder, there is a divine reset that is taking place. Child of God resets. Resets is designed as to move something back to an original place or position. You see, reset usually requires recalibration. So believers in Christ, spiritual reset is always needed at times in our Christian life. Do you remember, again, what Hebrews 11, verse 1 says? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You see, faith is more than mere belief. Faith results in actions that reveals what you as a believer of Christ believe. Remember what Hebrews 11 and 6 says. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You see, beloved, holiness sanctifies us to the same things to which God is sensitive to. You see, we need to reset our lives on a spiritual basis to God's priority, because our priority always exposes our values. Yes, beloved child of God, godly love causes us to focus on what is best for those all around us. If we happen to fall short as a child of God, if we happen to miss the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, and it causes us to sin. Bible says in 1 John 4, verse 16, it says, and we have known and believe the love that God had to us. You see, God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. So, child of God, embrace your calling. Flow in God's stream of conscience. Yes, beloved people of God, get ready for a spiritual precepts. You see, for prophetic visions, God is hitting a divine reset button at this hour in 2021 for his people. Beloved, we are in a season and time of major accelerated transition that is taking place right now. Leave us in Christ. Our simple obedience to God at his hour, it will help birth the promises of God on our lives. The Bible says that the promises of God, in him are yea, and in him are amen in Christ Jesus. To obey. In 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, the B clause of the verse says, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Yes, tonight, beloved, we are talking about believers in Christ, that there is a divine reset that is taking place on a spiritual level. You see, child of God, a reset allow you to make improvement in your daily lifestyle in any shape or form. You see, as you choose and at a pace, you can comfortably commit to. You see, God will use an interruption in order to reset your life. In the Word of God, for an example, when a major life-altering event happens, God is always resetting something. For an example, when we look in the Word of God, when the plagues fell on Egypt because of the hardness of Pharaoh's heart, Israel as a people was in bondage to Egypt. And they kept crying out to God for a savior. God raised up a man by the name of Moses. Moses' birth was by an Egyptian mother. Moses was placed in a basket at the time when they was trying to kill all of the children in Egypt. Moses' mother placed him in a basket, and he was thrown down the Nile River. At this particular time, Pharaoh's wife and daughter was bathing, and they seen the basket. Remember that the Nile River was full of predators. But when they found the baby Moses inside the basket, she went on and gathered Moses and brought him to her house. You see, when God is getting ready to do something big and something extraordinary, he allowed Moses to be hid for a while. And Moses was raised in the best of the schools in Egypt. He was in the army, in the family of Pharaoh's And Moses decided to leave the safety of Israel. And to, he allowed himself to leave the season of sin for, leave sin for a season and become the man of God that he was called to be as a deliverer for the nation of Israel. Moses seeing an Egyptian kill one of his own people. Moses turned around and killed the Egyptian himself. And so he fled away from the safety of Egypt. And he was led by God in order to become a man called by God to become a deliverer for the nation of Israel. You see, God, at this particular time, he raised up Moses to free, in order to free his people from slavery, where they was caught up in bondage in Egypt. God was establishing his people towards freedom in that promised land. Another example was when rain came upon the earth. 40 days and 40 nights during Noah's time. Here, God was reestablishing his people and resetting them completely. Those that land and Moses and his family, they drowned. Only Noah and 8 survivors was on the ark, and God protected them until the waters receded to where they could have come on to the shore of dry land. We also look at the life of Esther. Esther's life was reestablished when she was cast before the king, and she experienced a recess when she became queen, as God positioned her to save her people from destruction. Another example is when we look at Joseph. Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers. But God reestablished him in order to lead and protect his people. By resetting his life and all of his people, a recess, a divine recess in Joseph's life had taken place. Oh, what a blessing to know that there is a divine recess just for you and for me. I need you. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Again, tonight we are grateful and thankful for everyone that is listening in tonight. We just thank God for you. We just hope and pray there was something, that we're saying through the teaching of the Word of God that will bring encouragement to your soul. May God bless you and your family real good this night and forevermore. Again, we are talking about divine reset. It is time for us to reboot on a spiritual basis. There is a divine reset that is in place, that is taking place in this time in 2021. You see, again, for an example, when Jesus was crucified, he conquered death through the resurrection, and he established a new era. And recess the earth from the fall of Adam and Eve to the freedom for us to live by faith and experience victory through Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. So believers of Christ, they are the divine recess that is taking place. Yes, it is time for us to reboot spiritually. When we look around today in 2021, the earth as we know it, the earth and the people that live in it are given full attention to a virus. And we too are waiting to be re-established and reset. You see, the key focus for us from a spiritual perspective is for us to know how God is using an interruption in our lives in order to reset our lives. This is not the time to get discouraged. This is the time to, as a child of God, for us to be excited because our Redeemer draweth nigh. We got to look on to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. You see, believers in Christ, when a divine reset and interruption happens, physically, spiritually, it makes us stop. And when we stop, the interruption, it forces us to reflect on our own personal lives. That is when you as a believer in Christ consider how and what God wants to recess in our lives. You see, God wants you as a child of his to draw closer and nearer to him and to seek his plans for our lives. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So as a child of God, when an interruption in your life happens, you may think about God and how your life would be recessed by matching your plans with God's plan. See, the Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of destruction or the way of death. So believers in Christ, when you make new decisions and embrace with changes, you will most likely have to stand all by yourself, because changes will create a need to let some people stay behind as you move forward in the things of God. Beloved, there is a divine recess that is taking place. So embrace it. Embrace it with joy. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. The key is, how do we respond to the interruption? It will determine if our lives will propel, move forward, and never be the same again. So the belief of Christ on a spiritual basis, let us have a spiritual calibration, which is about how you connect with God on a personal basis. We are reminded of what Psalms 139, verse 1, 2, and 3 says. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my upbringing and uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts are of all. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. So as a believer in Christ, when you pray for insight into areas of your life for spiritual growth, ask the Lord to answer you and show you in the areas where you are lacking. So do some sort of personal soul searching and inventory in your life. Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Prove your own self. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. Child of God, there is a divine reset that is taking place in your life. It is time for you individually, as a follower of Christ, to reboot spiritually. Because, beloved, biblically, spiritual reboot or awakening is not a waiting, awakening through spiritual sleep, but it is a resurrection from spiritual death. Awakening, it happens when God's people clean out the junk out of their lives. Nothing drives out the presence of the Holy Spirit like unconfessed sin in a believer's life as a child of God. You see, revival and spiritual awakening always begin when God's people get serious about their own sin, about their sin that they know about. Bible says in Isaiah 1 and 18, come let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but I'll make them as wool. Also in the scriptures, in 1 John 1, 9, it says that we confess our sins when just, to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, because when we confess our sins to God, this will open the door for God forgiving and cleansing light our hearts. For people of God, spiritual awakening happens when God's people recenter themselves onto the scriptures of God's word, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth. We are to be doers of the word and not just hearers only. You see, beloved, scriptures is the church life, and without it, the church as we know it would die. Because the church is not a building. It is a body of believers that believe the same thing, that comes together in unity, in spirit, and in truth. You see, the scriptures must be the basis of our sermons and the center of our songs and the force behind our prayers. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening. The scriptures, the word of God, the Bible, it must be the basics for our sermons that are preached. And for the center of our spiritual songs that are sung, and the forces behind our prayers. As the Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse, men ought to always pray and don't faint or don't lose heart. Because removing the center of scriptures from any of these and the church as we know it, it would die a slow and painful death of spiritual malnutrition. So beloved in Christ, saturate yourself in the word of God until it shapes everything in your mind and in your heart. And only then can real life be experienced and to flow. Bible says out of your belly will flow rivers of living waters. You see, when the Spirit of God begins the work of revival, he uses scriptures to do it with. Spiritual awakening happens when God's people recenter themselves on the word of God. So believers of Christ, the gospel as we know it, it is like a well. You don't find better water by widening the well, but by plunging deeper into its depth. That's why we have to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We need a spiritual wake-up call. We need a recess in order to reboot spiritually. Bible says in 2 Peter 1 verse 10, wherefore the rather brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. 2 Peter 1 verse 12 says, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth as believers in Christ, we have to always remember that a divine reset is taking place at this time. So God wants his people to wake up on a spiritual basis, to wake up to the great responsibility of his riches. As Jesus said in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 48, the B clause of the verse, it says, "For unto whosoever much is given of him shall be much be required of him." Yes, beloved, Bible says in Romans chapter 13, verse 11 through 14, it says, "And they have known the time that now it is high time to awaken out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed." You see, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy. Here, when we look at the scriptures, the word sleep, here it means to be insensitive to the demands of Christ on the Christian's life. You see, the coming up of Christ to deliver us from this sinful, dark, evil world is growing nearer each and every day. So believers of Christ, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Yes, Jesus Christ, he's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take them to a prepared place. John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3 says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also." So believing in Christ, we are drawing nearer and nearer to the shores of eternity. Yes, beloved, it is time to wake up and draw and put on the whole armor of God so that ye may be able to quench the fiery darts of the enemy of our soul, which is the devil. Also in 1 Peter 5, verse 8, it let us know us to be sober, to be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. Yes, people of God, let us put on Christ Jesus. He is the author and finisher of our faith. The Bible says in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me." Yes, with God's help, we can do mighty things, all things, because he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Jesus, the same yesterday and forevermore. So believers of Christ, let us take heed to what Isaiah 40 and verse 31 says. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear. Let God is, again, realigning our hearts and minds to the spirit of truth. We just hope and pray that was something that we said through the word of God, through the teaching tonight, that it has brought encouragement to your soul and to encourage you to go on further in the things of God. There may be one, or there may be some, underneath the sound of my voice, that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. This is the time to get right with him. Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. After you repent of your sin and you come to God at the foot of the cross and let him know how sorry you are for the sins that you have committed. Bible says that if we confess and believe, we shall be saved. Romans 10, verse 9 and 10 says that if we confess in our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in our heart that God had raised Jesus from the dead, but with our heart we believe unto righteousness, and with our mouth confession is made unto salvation. Yes, believer in Christ, there is a divine recess that is in place in 2021 for us this day and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We appreciate your time and your support. Please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you listen to us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, that's 347-826-9424 every Tuesday, every Friday, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless you. Have a great evening. And we appreciate your time. If you would like to contact Apostle Tebow or myself with topics that you'd like to hear discussed, comments, or questions, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I-B-E-A-U-X, or Lisa Tebow. Thank you so much again. God bless you. Have a great evening. And the Lord willing, we'll be back with you again on Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless you.